Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about the recent election in Moldova. So I'm very pleased to see that the pro-democracy side won. Now, I'm a Brexiteer, I'm an Exiter. I would like the Republic of Ireland with withdrawal from the European Union, rejoin the United Kingdom, even if not rejoin the UK, simply be outside the EU. However, you know, the European Union is not evil. And if it were a binary choice between being a satrapy of Moscow or being part of the European Union, there is no question in my mind I would choose the EU in a heartbeat. The EU, for all its flaws, is not tyrannical, where Russia most certainly is. So now the president, Maia Sandu, president of Moldova, a lady for whom I have considerable respect, she has managed to persuade the majority of Moldovan people to vote to preserve their democracy and to move towards secession with the European Union. Now, Maia Sandu is evil in her way, like most mainstream politicians, is a sworn enemy of defenceless children, but that's everybody in Moldova is, really. So she's choosing the lesser of two evils, and she definitely is the lesser of two. So that's her party has won. And she said there was huge-scale Russian interference, of which there's ample proof, has been going on for several years. They tried it in many other countries. They tried it in Ukraine, the attempted murder of Viktor Yushchenko way back in 2004 and so on. And to this day, culminating in this war, they've tried it in Georgia and elsewhere and other Eastern European countries like Montenegro, fomenting coup d'etats. And yes, Uncle Sam has tried the same game. The United Kingdom decades ago tried the same thing, okay, which doesn't make it acceptable in either case. There is a difference. Russia's doing it now and they're not, and so on. So anyway, so her Party of Action and Solidarity, Partido Acția y Solidaritate, was triumphant, winning about 50% of the vote, which is considering more than the other side, saying that Russia had thrown the kitchen sink at it. And that's definitely true, because they don't want yet another former Soviet republic to have its democracy secured, to accede to the European Union. It's yet another rejection that Russia's social, political, economic model has failed. It definitely is. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, all former Soviet republics, all in the European Union, all in NATO. The moment Moldova's policy is not to join NATO, because they think, you know, then Russia would invade. I mean, they already have, is it 1,500 troops in that illegally occupied region of Moldova, Transnistria, as in east of the river Dnister, adjacent to Ukraine. And that would be too controversial, so let's not do that. Okay, so there they are. But you can see why they would want to join NATO, because their land's been illegally occupied by Russia since 1991. And Moldova's often not been able to have its own way. It's been part of the Russian Empire, part of Romania. It's been part of the Ottoman Empire and so forth. So illegally occupied by others. Now, they're mostly ethnically, linguistically Romanian. Many would like to unite with Romania. Romania grants citizenship to any of them who want it and so forth. And there was this idea of absorption into Romania. But, you know, in the 90s, and the Bessarabia is the other name for Moldova. And I used to see Bessarabia, Romanian soil. You see that graffito all over Romania. Anyway, so the leader of the pro-Moscow opposition, Igor Dodon, the erstwhile prime minister, he said that they'd won. So because, you know, when the pro-Russia side doesn't win, Moscow says cheating, 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 despite obviously the Russian regime cheating more than anybody else. It's the most flagrant, barefaced cheating, where truth and lies have swapped sides. Russia is an extremely oppressive country with totally state-controlled media, with severe censorship, with 10 years in jail for telling the plain truth, calling a war a war, and so forth. Wow, wow. So PAS got just over 50% of the vote, considerably more than the Patriotic Electoral Bloc, which is 24%. And they say, we want real Moldovan independence. Well, they don't really. They just want to be a satellite of Russia. And if you want to be a Russian satellite, fair enough. Say your piece and so on. So obviously Russia finds it very threatening. There's free elections, there's free speech, there's independent courts. And obviously Russians are asking, well, why can't we have the same? You look at Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, with almost no natural resources, small countries, with language nobody else speaks, many disadvantages, and they're much richer than Russia through good governance, through an independent judiciary that you will have a fair hearing in an employment case, in a property dispute case, your assets will be safe, your investment will be protected, and so forth. And they will have meritocracy, people will be promoted, hired on the basis of ability and achievement, and not out of sheer nepotism, and they won't waste their money on wars of aggression, and. Okay, so Ursula von der Leyen, she's held the result, you made your choice clear, Europe, democracy, freedom. Now, it's not often you'll hear laudation out of me for Ursula von der Leyen, but in this one, she's right. On the other hand, is that somewhat interfering in Moldova's internal affairs? Yes, I know what Russia does is far, far worse. Anyway, so she has rescued democracy and so on. That doesn't mean that Russia will stop. I thought that the pro-EU side would win. I was surprised by the scale of the win, especially the attempted interference, trying to bribe voters, pumping in propaganda, and there's this gangster who wanted to Moldova for massive scale fraud. Shor is his name. He's a Moldovan Israeli living in Moscow. I think they give him a Russian citizenship now, and so on. And Putin's press spokesman is saying that Moldovans weren't able to vote and only two polling stations were open to them and blah, blah, blah. And obviously, then people in the Russian-occupied area, Transnistria, should they be allowed to vote? And some of them genuinely want to be either independent, Republic of Transnistria, or part of Russia or whatever, preserved in Aspik, the only place where the Soviet Union lives. Here we are. The next thing is, will they then go on to join the European Union? But their accession to the EU is tied to that of Ukraine. I say, well, let's break this, not pay them to Ukraine. They can join now. Ukraine's more problematic. It's engaged in a hot war. 20% of its territory is under illegal Russian occupation. Maybe there's more corruption. It's the poorest country in Europe, partly because Russia's deliberately wrecked their economy for decades, and. Whereas Moldova is less problematic. And that would be victory for the European Union, a defeat for Putin's aggression, and also give hope to Ukraine. If Moldova joined, we will join one day. So, I mean, I wouldn't have a particular problem with Moldova joining. I am a European citizen. I don't want to be. I can't withdraw from it individually. I could only get the Irish Republic to withdraw from it, and that seems highly improbable. You need about 10% of us from the Irish Republic wish to leave the European Union. So got to accept that for the sort of foreseeable future, that is not possible. So let's make the best of the situation. Sometimes I wonder, well, even in that case, if we have to be in it, maybe even deeper integration might make more sense. But there we go. Rather than having 27 different foreign policies, these member states, to really cooperate in certain things, or have a common citizenship policy that you can't give away citizenship too easily to your member state, because that gives the person citizenship of the entire European Union. Remember, the EU, European citizenship adds to and does not replace national citizenship. So I hail it as a good result that this Russia's attempt to hack the election has been thwarted yet again. But that doesn't mean they're going to stop, because if the pro-EU side makes some missteps, if there's some scandals and policy failures, there's economic discontent, which Russia can deliberately create, cutting off oil and gas and so on, that could be enough with a bit of cheating for the pro-Kremlin side to win, especially if they have more charismatic figures and so on, and they're willing to dish out the cash, and where salaries are very low, people are very corruptible, electoral officials, judges, police officers, you know, even military figures. I'm not saying that all of them are like this, no, but some of them are. So bribery plus some genuine pro-Kremlin ideology is a must to win people over. But, you know, Russia is somewhat on a hiding to nothing, because those inclined towards Moscow tend to be older and they're dying off. And the junior generation is much more occidentally oriented. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. Goodbye.